A hospital in Shanghai is offering men the opportunity.
The opportunity. Listen to
that. Experience the pain of childbirth. Earlier this month at the Obstetrics and Gynecology Hospital of Fudan University, a simulation device has been set up allowing future fathers-to-be to experience the pain felt by mothers in labor. It's only in labor.
Get out of here.
That period of time. Yes, how does it work? How does this device work?
Who cares? Get it out of here.
We need to know.
All right, fine.
Yes.
All right, fine. Since men do not have the same reproductive organs as women, if I'm just breaking this news to you guys, you must be pretty young, okay, or just really out of the loop, current ways of stimulation involves a mere imitation of muscle pain. That is, to imitate the pain of childbirth is really nothing more than just a muscle pain on the surface of the human body. Therefore, us men can go through it.
So it's just...
go through the pain. But anyways, let's get back to business here. Participating men have pads attached to their abdomens, and a series of electronic shocks are sent from the stimulation device to cause muscle contraction. That means muscles crunching together. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Pain, pain, pain. Just imagine that, okay? Of course, the level of pain can be tuned up or down, hopefully down, and also completely shut off if the man cannot handle it and says, "I give up!" Which happened, I guess, to a man named Shi. Now, imagine, this thing goes from 10 to 100 on the pain scale. She said he felt a little something at the 30 level, and then when he reached the level 50, he said he had to take a deep breath. He struggled under the pain, and he said, it feels like countless needles are piercing into my abdomen. I give up. And he gave up. But there are some men, I guess a 250 trembling men decided to do this. And do it not just at level 50, but basically 70 to the highest level, let's say 100. I guess their wives were said to have been so moved by their bravery to undergo the real pain of childbirth that they were crying. I think they were actually crying from laughing. But what we have here is
crying from their
man's bravery, I imagine. Though it could be tears of
joy,
happiness.
Well, I think it
a retribution.
Shows
retribution.
At least the guys are being supportive and willing to experience, I would say, only a fraction of what the real experience is about. And don't forget, for the woman, she will have to be carrying the fetus growing in her body for 9 months.
Boy, the first 3, you can't barely feel it.
But some women have a very strong reaction. Some throw up so often every day.
Hold on, let me advise, Lyman. You got to walk on eggshells with this, buddy, all right?
I know.
Okay, take a step back, pal. Let me chime in here. First of all, Hyung, okay?
Yes.
Barbara Ellen dismissed this idea on The Guardian. She totally agrees with you. She says this test is hardly a test that puts man to the test. I don't know if she talks like that, okay? I just want to be sassy. Okay, so first of all, she says, real labor can last hours. Imagine that pain, Mr. Shi. But for hours.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes, even days, I would have given up. I'm done. Right now. I'm not even feeling the pain. I give up. All right? Pregnant women also experience physical changes, as Hyung had said, although Lai Ming pointed out in the first stages. Really not a big deal.
Depends on the person.
But...
could be the size of a baseball or something.
Yeah, later on, it becomes bigger. We recognize that. Another thing is that these are just simply electroshock pads on you. The things that are happening to a lady, that's happening inside, for reals, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's something I want to say. Hyung, you've been misguided. Mm-hmm. All right, the reason why it's so much harder for us to go through this painful ordeal is actually, biologically, you guys were built to take the pain. What do I mean here? Let's not forget about those chemicals that are released during the pregnancy, during the labor pain that the female body generates to help them deal with this pain. Well, guess what, Lai Ming? We don't get that kind of help. So when we go to level 10, we go all the way, baby.
But the thing is, for women, when, because you know you can't give up, because you have to unload when it's sort of you're at gunpoint.
I give up.
You can't.
I tap out.
There's no backing off when it happens, when you're giving birth. And you know what's worse in the real experience for women is that when you're enduring the pain, you also need to strategically push. So that is when you're using the strength to...
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold the phone. What about epidurals, okay? They're also called painless births. Now, let's not forget, painless birth is popular in developed countries. 85% of all births in the U.S., are done with epidurals, which are basically a way of an injection to help deal with the pain, all right? 90%, 5% higher in the UK, 90% with epidural shots being done with childbirth. But here in China, less than 10%. You guys are masochists. You love the pain.
We don't enjoy the pain, actually.
Okay, so then why is it 10%?
Well, because we don't necessarily have the facilities to, or we don't necessarily have enough doctors to inject that kind of epidural shots at patients. And there's also a superstition that is, it's not natural to go on a painless labor because it's just, well, your body's designed that way to withstand the pain. And when you don't go through the pain, you don't necessarily push at the right moment.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, I mean, the 10% is more lower, I would say, for the cultural rather than the lack of anesthesiologists, okay? I think there's enough to make it at least 12% or 15% or something higher here in China rather than less than 10%. So I don't think the lack of professionals is really the cause here. Rather, I think it's for the same reason Lai Ming said, it's not necessarily natural to be shot up with a painkiller. Sometimes the pain is an indication of a problem, or maybe a stillbirth, or something happening when the woman's giving birth that maybe, oh my God, I'm feeling this pain, that maybe you wouldn't normally feel during when you have an epidural or a painless birth. I remember, though, I think my mom told me when I was a big baby, dude. I think I was like 13 pounds, 13 pounds, yeah. So my mom, she had to decide before she gave birth. The doctors would not let her make the decision while she was in labor. Oh. She had to decide before she gave birth whether or not she wanted to use the epidural with me. Well, she was like, no, I want the natural way. You know, the natural way has got to be the best way. And she said that when she was giving birth, she was screaming at the top of her lungs, give me that bleep shot, you bleep, bleep, bleep. All this kind of things.
And, these are the stories when you just go hats off to all moms.
Yeah, moms. Yeah.
And here, I want to say hats off to the guys that are willing to go through this.
Oh, that's really...
I guess to some extent, guys going through the same process or similar process might be effective in the sense that maybe... I think no amount of epidural shots will be able to relieve the anxiety that is being felt by women who are about to give birth. I mean, the anticipation or the suspicion of something that might go awry while the process is being gone through, well, that anxiety you just can't take it away. And having your husband going through the process, showing his willingness to stand by you, might help dramatically take that anxiety away.
All right, I'll say it. If Lai Ming does it, I'll do it.
I wanted to ask
after
you
that
guys.
Nice speech Lai Ming just gave, if he does it, I'll do it.
So going through the simulator,
that sounds,
excuse me.
Yeah. Let's say the simulator.
Yeah, simulating the experience that a mother-to-be goes through.
So, folks, if this happens in the future, you better believe Roundtable, or at least Yong or somebody on our staff, will try to record us going through that kind of pain. But like I said... If Lai Ming does it, I'll do it.
I might just well. You know, we're planning on getting my wife pregnant. And
Ooh.
It could be part of the process.
We'll keep you updated, folks. At least on the simulator business.
Yes, we will. And one last thing I'd like to highlight here for this topic is that I think all women would agree with this. That is, when you're having a baby, raising a child, not only... having your husband or your guy putting on the simulator or not isn't what we really want. I think what we really want is for him to be there with you on this arduous journey, and also joyful journey, I think, every step along the way. So, yeah.
Well, be careful what you said. To finish this story about my mom, my dad was in the room, and my dad was laughing at my mom yelling. Oh, all this
what?
Stuff. He said he couldn't help it because she's like going, she's like yelling and bleep, bleep, you know what those mean. And then when she caught him laughing, she was so much more furious. So maybe you don't want that guy in the room.
But we want him to get up in the middle of night to feed the baby.
Oh, yeah, do that stuff. Oh, just, nice. Guys, do not laugh ever in there. You're a dead man.
Well, not when your wife is crying or screaming. That's a safe bet.